that's not fair. I really want fair. Man, even in a football game, you know, with the instant replay, pass interference, is it fair? Is the world fair? Should we expect fair? Well, boy, that's a loaded question. So let's unpack and try to figure that out right here, right now. Stay tuned on the Corner of Truth and Life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and in this episode we're talking about fairness. Now, I have four children, and fairness, it's interesting. There are things that you don't have to teach kids, and fairness apparently is one of those things. Because my wife and I did not emphasize the kids that life is fair or that they're entitled to fairness. And yet as they have gotten bigger, as they got where they could speak and begin to have even rudimentary reasoning ability, they wanted fairness. And it really comes out when you have at least two kids, because they are then hyper aware of fairness. So if I'm going to give a treat to a child, then every other child in the house knows that they two are supposed to get one. Like I am obligated to give them a treat because it's not fair otherwise. And, you know, now as the kids get older, whatever an older kid gets to do, then when the younger kid gets to be that age, well, it's only fair. You let them do it at this age, so now I should get to do it. Or the other way, man, this is what I hear too, is you didn't let me do that when I was that age, so that's not fair. So there's just fairness and assigning chores, asking them to do anything. It keeps coming back to wanting to be fair. And especially if they put effort into it, the minute they have anything invested, I mean, they're pretty heavy into fairness anyway. And then the minute they have an investment in the fairness, you know, like how much they did or something that they might feel they earned, well, then it's twice as big with this idea of fairness. And again, this is not something that we programmed into these children. They kind of came pre-installed with this concept of it's supposed to be fair. In fact, we have tried to dissuade them of this, that is not the case, that it does not have to be fair. But they really feel that it is. And our world is full of people who think that it ought to be fair, and that includes us. So we want to examine that and then wonder, how does that relate to the truth of God's word? Because fairness in the Bible is an interesting thing, and it's not that God is unfair. The Bible describes God as just, which means that he is committed to justice. And we tend to think of justice as being kind of in the same lane as fairness, or, you know, similar or complementary. That if you're going to be just, you're going to be fair. And to be fair is to be just. And justice should be fair. Fair enough. Boom, boom. But there's a lot in the Bible that doesn't just talk about God's justice, but talks about fairness. It doesn't use the word fairness, but it talks about us not being quite so committed to trying to receive or pursue fairness. And that's a tough one. And oftentimes it may cause us to feel like we're being shortchanged, because that's the whole point. Fairness means I'm owed something, I'm entitled to something, and what entitles me to the something is this principle of life is supposed to be fair, God is supposed to be fair, and therefore I am entitled. Therefore, you have to give me this thing that I should have. And so then when we feel like maybe God helps some people more than others, or that maybe he's, or we see that the world is oftentimes unfair, this bothers us. And it's interesting, the book of Ecclesiastes highlights the fact that how the world works is frequently unfair. He talks about how good people sometimes end up on the short end of the stick, and how people do the wrong thing and sometimes prosper while doing the wrong thing. And that sometimes you can do everything right and still not have things work out for you. And the book of Ecclesiastes really talks about how sometimes it just doesn't work out right. And the word that the book of Ecclesiastes uses is, calls it vanity or emptiness. This is just pointless. It has no meaning. And yet a lot of people have, if they run into that unfairness, they kind of get mad at God to the point of just giving up on even trying to connect with God or even believing in God because it's so unfair. But what's interesting is then if you really read the Bible, if you really dig in and start listening to what God reveals and what God is trying to say, what very quickly and very clearly emerges is a whole different way to look and understand this. Look at it and understand it. And just we could spend a long, long time on this. We don't have time in this episode to go through everything. But one parable that Jesus told helps kind of crystallize this thought and bring us to grips with unfairness while challenging how we think about it and how we react to it. So Jesus tells a story of a man who wants to hire workers for his fields, for his vineyards or whatever. So he goes down to where the workers congregate, where you can hire day laborers, and he says, listen, I need some workers. And it's like first thing in the morning, it's like 6 a.m. or 8 a.m., and he goes down and he says, hey, who can I get? And he gets a bunch of guys, and they come back, and they start, and he says, listen, I'll pay you this amount of money if you'll work for the day. And they're like, it's a deal. And they come back, and they start working. After a little while, he says, I think I need some more workers. So he goes back, and he says, hey, I could really use some more, and some more guys come. And so they work. They started a couple hours later. And then, like, at noon, he goes and gets some more, and they start, so they only work half the day. And then middle of the afternoon, he still need more. He goes down and gets some more, and they work through the second half of the afternoon. And then with like an hour to go, he still goes and gets some more workers, and he says, I still need some more guys. And they come, and they only work like an hour or so. And now the workday is over, and these were just day laborers, so it's the end of the day that he's going to settle up with them. And he starts with the guys that just got there, the guys who've only been working for an hour or so. And he pays them the amount that he had originally said he would pay the guys who worked all day. He pays them for a full day's work. And then the guys who only worked for half the afternoon, he pays them, and he pays them the full day's pay. Then the guys who came at noon, he pays them a full day's pay. And the guys who were the first to show up, the guys who have been there since the break of dawn, who came in the first, they're thinking, wow, if that's how much he pays for part of a day, how much is he? We're going to make out great here. We're going to really get money. But then as he hits the last two groups, the ones who came a couple hours late and then the ones who started, they all get the same pay. He pays them all the full day's wage. And as Jesus tells the story, he says, now those guys who had got there first, the guys who started the day, they were mad. And they accost the boss and they say, hey, what's the deal, dude? What's going on with this? You paid us the same as those guys at the end of the day, and we worked way more. That's not fair. And then Jesus says, now, the owner says, well, guys, what's the problem? I told you how much I'd pay you. You did the work and I paid you for it. I haven't cheated you out of anything. I've paid you what I told you I'd pay you. Why are you mad that I'm generous? Can't I pay anybody else what I want to? And in this case, hey, these guys worked and I want to give them what I give them. And aren't I allowed to do that? And Jesus' point when he tells that story is that the religious leaders were a little upset with some of the newer people coming to God. They're like, hey, we put in the time here. And this isn't fair. Because they felt like they were owed more, but they actually weren't. They were given what they were, what they'd earned. They were given what they were told they would get. They just felt like they deserved more. And really, so much with fairness, and that's what I see even with my children. They think that whatever good thing happens to somebody else, that they're in their, within our family, that they're entitled to it. They deserve it. Well, no, it was the person who got it. It was a gift. They didn't deserve it. It's a gift. And as we look through so much of what you see in Scripture, God says this, I'm giving you gifts. I'm going to pour goodness out on you. But it's a gift. You're not entitled to it. In fact, if you look through even more, the Bible makes it very clear that actually what we're entitled to is far worse than anything God would give us, because we're entitled to punishment. We're entitled to anger and wrath. And yet God says, I'd rather give you love. I love you, and I want to give you that love. I want to give you grace, which is something that you didn't earn. I want to give you mercy, which is I'm going to withhold the things you did earn that you won't like, like punishment. And that's tough. And then if we're supposed to live by these new values of grace and mercy, where we don't sit there and hang on justice, and I'm entitled to this because it's fair, it's going to change how we interact with the world. And if we call ourselves a follower of Christ, it should really change us. Because it isn't about getting what I feel I deserve, or even trying to make sure I stay even with everyone else. Instead, I focus on what God chooses to give me, and I focus on graciousness rather than entitlement. And of course, the flip side of this that we don't have time to go into in our episode today is that then the Bible says, and actually, you're going to suffer in this world, and it's best if you suffer unfairly. In other words, if you do bad things and then get accused of doing bad things, well, that's only fair, and that's not good. But if you do good things and then people attack you for it, that's better, because it's better to suffer for doing good than to suffer for doing bad. The unfairness is better. Shows you're doing the right thing, even though you're treated unfairly. And that's just so opposite how we tend to think. Are you mad because life has been unfair? Did you expect life here to be fair? And are you looking for blessing? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.